escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ironically, the Braves have released, not just the Braves, MLB's released their schedule for next season. They're going to open against Kansas City for three games. That's talking, we're talking about March. Wow, March 26th, 29th, is that right? Yeah, and then they say a day off, and then you get three against the Athletics. So, Mike, the schedule's out, and we kind of know we start with a homestand.
But, you know, I was going to, you stole some thunder for me because I had this in Guy Talks. I'll just make it brief before we get to the dogs in college. How do you market yourself when this thing just pops like this on a Tuesday, August 26th? I mean, I know you'll never ever, because it's such a huge, huge long season with 162 games, but the NFL turns their schedule release into must-see TV.
Yeah, it does.
The NBA has kind of crept into that market. To just simply, I mean, here it is, end of the summer, boom, and every team can kind of disseminate it any which way they want. Weak sauce. I mean, even if it's fake and it's phony and you got to try to pump it up, which is kind of how the NFL started doing this in the first place, you can take anything with the right approach and make it sizzle, you know? So if you want to start talking about when do the Yankees play the Red Sox, which means so much to so many people, not us necessarily.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, you know, the Dodgers and all that stuff. You could actually do this and, you know, maybe, I don't know if you do it on an MLB platform or ESPN's probably out the window now with them. But to me, it just, I mean, all I'm saying is they don't market their stars. And this, you know, for some people means something about plans if you're going to go try to watch somebody on the road. And it just kind of dribbles out just as the NFL's about to start. Kind of strange.
It is. I think to your point, though, and this is a discussion I had many years ago with some executives about why is it the schedule release a bigger deal as the NFL was growing their schedule release.
Right.
And they simply, everything that I always got back, Mike, was it's hard to get people excited about 162 games. The reason why we get super excited about the NFL, because it's such a short period of time, and it's week to week.
Every week matters. Really does.
And for me to get here, guys, even if they open with the Yankees or the Dodgers, okay, and then who's next?
But I mean, but the way, and I'm just saying, like, again, I get it. This is an esoteric argument.
So it is.
I won't get too crazy into it, but like, for instance, hey, let's start the season in Korea or Japan and then come back and play more spring training games in Arizona.
I mean, it's like, which they did this year.
Which, again, it's just for all the things that Manfred's got right. And by the way, there were some egregious ball and strike calls blown this week. And next year, I can't wait to see that assist. It's not going to be robot ups, but everyone will be able to challenge balls and strikes till we get it finally right. But if you didn't see Aaron Judge get punched out the other night on three strikes out of the zone, Yankee fans were losing it. So I think Major League Baseball is getting things right, speeding up the game. But if you want to turn something into something, you just don't let this slide. Like, oh, did you know the Major League Baseball schedule just dropped? What? On a Tuesday?
Yeah.
What?
Here's the other tie-in. And look, it's a great conversation because I think it's a lost moment. This is 26 MLB schedules out, and you go, okay.
It's as big as you want to make it.
But the part of this that you or most people are leaving out is the reason why the NFL schedule is so big is because it's attached to the star power of the team's stars. Quarterbacks. The MLB can't do that. Major League Baseball, they don't have enough guys to do. And, Mike, that's the other part of this. The reason why we get so excited, it's like, oh, Kansas City, Mahomes is playing the Bills to start the season. Right. Oh, Josh Allen and Mahomes, got to watch it. They don't have that because, as you said, and they haven't done this for many years, and that is promote the stars to get us excited about these matchups. The best pitchers in the league, who right. are they?
Now, again, and the NBA's got a half as long a season as the Major League Baseball season. But they do that. They do an effort to promote, certainly get you jacked up for some of the Christmas games. You know, the Hawks already can sort of tell you what's coming in that first quarter of the season just to try to generate some buzz. So, yeah, you could argue baseball could parcel it out. They could even do it in drips and drabs and say, hey, the second half or whatever. I mean, I get it. Only baseball nerds will get all their panties in a twist about the schedule release. But like anything else, you can turn something. America is all about marketing. We turn nothing into something every day. So just to me, it's kind of a missed opportunity for MLB.
More on this to come, guys. As far as the Falcons, before we talk a little dogs, because Mike Griffith came on the show from Dog Nation yesterday, had some interesting comments in regards to Kirby needing to be held more accountable. And I agree. But final cut day. Today is the day, and it is 4:05 as we speak to you right now, which means the time has come and gone. We are looking, and we see nothing in regards to a big name that maybe you might have anticipated that the Falcons might have let go. This should not be a surprise to you. Guys, I said this yesterday, maybe 2 days ago. We got a good team. Our roster, for the most part, is set. This was not a situation where we were going into camp and there were eight or nine position battles, and there were going to be various guys that were going to be let go. The thing I think that we need to kind of, you know, Mike, really look at is the depth. We see it already being affected on the offensive line. I think we have really good depth on our defensive line. But they didn't go into this camp thinking, all right, we got to reduce the amount of talent. It's how do we add talent and get better? And so I'm not surprised that there are really no names or name value guys being cut. With that said, the C.J. Henderson thing happened last hour, but he got into camp late.
Yeah, I thought that Kobe Bryant would make the team, but this is why, and I mentioned it brings it back to the dogs and the dog report. Nothing against what we got with Jalen Walker. We just hadn't seen him because Kobe Bryant was making some nice inroads into making this team, and then all of a sudden he missed 2 weeks of practice. You know, so all of a sudden an injury keeps you out. The coaches can't evaluate you, and this date was coming, come injury or not. So Kobe Bryant might be a guy that passes waivers, and we keep him on the practice squad. But that was a guy that drew some attention because a lot of folks were surprised he wasn't drafted in the first place. The Morgan Fox thing we talked about yesterday.
It makes no sense.
Yeah, I mean, I never knew who he was, and we gave him he made $3 million to hang out here twice for the mini camp and then for summer camp.
Nice gig, Mike, if you can get it.
Right.
Big O, real quick, give us the distinction about Caleb McGarry. What is the report?
From Mike Garofolo of NFL Network, they're placing Caleb McGarry on IR, unclear how much time he'll miss. But he'll at least begin the season on IR.
So that's 4 weeks, right? Minimum. Or how does it work nowadays?
Yes, you're talking about
right.
because they have two distinctions. He will at least miss 4 weeks. You mentioned the bye week, I think, is week 5. So in essence, Mike, the goal I think would be to try to get him back for week
right.
6, because you include week 5, which is the bye week, you're not playing anybody. But that's what I would guess. But again, we don't know the severity of this thing. We've not been told what the severity is of the anticipation of how long he might be out. Mm-hmm. They just keep saying he's going to be out. You know what the word they use? Extended amount of time. What does that mean? So is that 4 weeks? Is that 5 weeks? Is that 8 weeks? But either way, so that's what the Falcons are doing. They're going to place him on IR.
Because they extended it. The IR used to mean you were done for the season.
Done for the season.
And then they changed it out, and so you can get back out there. You got a 21-day window to get back out after the IR. There's some new rules. You can be Googling it. But so we know for a fact that if McGarry, if the injury isn't as severe as we were led to believe, okay, there's hope. A good thing, Carl.
It
Maybe
is
one of the
thing.
Best
it is,
things.
It is a good thing.
And then, of course, 6 to 8 weeks later, we get Storm Norton back, who's a proven piece as a swing tackle. And then we don't have to worry about Elijah Wilkinson for more than maybe a quarter of the season or half of the season. Either way, stay tuned. They don't have to. And I said this to a couple of listeners on Twitter today. I understand why. I know it frustrates me. It frustrates Falcon fans for a lack of clarity. There's no reason to say, hey, McGarry's done for the season, then try to make a trade for a tackle, because whatever leverage you might have had goes out the window.
Gone. Yeah, it's gone. All right, more on the Falcons coming up, including the backup quarterback situation. It's really a really good situation. We'll get into that coming up, and also the latest cuts around the league, because there are some names that have been released today. Right now, though, let's talk some dogs. So yesterday, Mike Griffith came on the show. Go rewind, should I say, that interview. It's very good. He was talking about a variety of things as the Dogs get ready for their first game against Marshall this weekend. But one of the things he mentioned, and I want you to hear it from his mouth, is the accountability for Kirby Smart and the struggles of the offense. Listen to Mike Griffith.
If the players are bringing the fire and the passion and energy, I'd like to see Kirby bring it with his play calling. And you know, we keep defaulting to Mike Bobo, and we have to stop doing that. We got to stop pretending that Kirby Smart doesn't know the game plan and that this isn't what Kirby wants. Mm-hmm. At some point, you've got to realize that this is Kirby Smart's offense, and he hires people to run it the way he wants it run.
He's right. Nick Saban did this with 7 or 8 different coordinators. No fall off. They continue to win, continue to run to national championships. It's not as if Kirby doesn't know what they're trying to do game in and game out. But we hold the offensive coordinator accountable, and Mike, we go in on Bobo because we know he is calling the plays, and the direction of the offense usually comes from that guy. But when Mike Griffin said this to us yesterday, and you heard Mike and I both go, because we don't hold Kirby accountable in that way. And here's what we're telling you. At any point in the game, can he get on the headset and go, Mike, let's run the ball a little bit more here. Mike, let's settle down. Let's not throw it as much.
What we wanted Dan Quinn to have with Shanahan.
Easily. He can. So as this season plays out, that is what Mike is saying. Like, we just can't, and I know we will, point the finger at Mike Bobo and go, man, Bobo's screwing up. He's not doing this. He's not doing that. Well, obviously, Kirby doesn't feel that way, Mike, because things don't change. When last year we wanted him to run the ball, they didn't run it enough.
Well, this goes back to, you know, the Alabama game plan. Look, Carson Beck's throwing to the wrong guy. Stop throwing it. Use your run game. Establish your run game. You know, ETN came and left like he was never here. Right?
He did. He did.
But, I mean, run the football, establish the run. That's one that was kind of confusing. And then conversely, you know, I know Georgia fans, you always want your coach to be aggressive. I think mostly you want all your coaches to be aggressive. But then the Sugar Bowl. You're asking a guy, and it's just his second start at Georgia, or second game at Georgia in Gunnar Stockton, to pull a 2-minute drill in less than 30 seconds on the wrong side of the 50. Bad idea. So we do, as we said, I know I kill Bobo all the time, but as Mike Griffith points out from Dog Nation, and Carl just brought it up, I mean, the boss is Kirby. Kirby runs the show.
404-726-0929. Would you agree with that? Do you think that there is this thing where Kirby goes, he's the coordinator, I'm going to let him have full autonomy, and he can do what he wants to do, even though I'm aware of what we're doing on the field? That may be the case, and a lot of coaches coach that way. Look, Kirby had full autonomy when he was at Alabama, but you don't think Nick Saban was on the headset listening to those calls?
Right. So that's, and it gets back to, and Mike Griffin's got an article today in Dog Nation about, you know, what are some of the goals Kirby gives. You know, some classic coach speech. You know, the biggest enemy is us. We've got to perform, obviously, and play to the best of the ability. But then one of the things you and I just brought up, the 250 yards rushing, perhaps, because their running game was just not where it was supposed to be. 15th in the SEC, to your point, 124.4 yards per game. That's tailback you.
That's right.
You know, I mean, with all due respect to USC, people have expected Georgia to be able to run the football, dictate the tempo, and also you got it this year to help out your young quarterback.
It's not enough. Not enough! All right, here's the other thing. Kirby talking about this young wide receiving core. Actually, it's a more experienced wide receiving core, to be honest with you, with the guys they brought in. But Kobe Young, Mike, we've been talking about him all offseason. The expectations, we've been talking to Dog guys that cover the Dogs, like Mike Griffith and our buddy, you know, Connor Riley and all these guys. Everybody's talking highly about him. Here's what Kirby said about Kobe Young.
He's been a tremendous leader throughout. He's practiced with toughness. He understands that position in that room really well. I think Coley and Bobo have done a great job with him of putting him in positions to be successful. He's one of the leaders in the group quietly, just puts in really good days of work every day, really physical, can block, I mean, just incredibly, and has been a vertical jump ball, really good player for us in camp. So I want him to keep doing what he's doing and continue to lead that young group of guys in that room.
I just want him to catch the football. Right. That's all. Like, all of that is great. And I know you need all of that if you're going to be a special team, and Kirby gets that. But I just need him to catch the ball. catch the ball, Mike, move the chains, make the necessary catches that are there. Like, again, a lot of ball, easy catches were dropped last year. And if that happens again, this offense is going to be running on a hamster wheel, man. It's not going to move the way we expect it to move. But the two things I'm concerned about, and I don't know if we'll get the answers to this in the Marshall game, run the football from a running back standpoint and up front the defensive line. Those are the two things that I want to see them really get established. And if they do, then this is going to kind of be the season that we expect it to be for the Dogs.
Yep. I know that everybody in the SEC, at least, you know, I still find myself, and I know it's their divisions are long gone, but I still kind of think about, I think regionally.
East-West?
I still think of it as East-West. I'm always about to say, you know, those teams in the West, Carl, they're pretty good. But yeah, Texas, still, I mean, Texas having to come here is huge. That will, if Texas beats Ohio State, the hype, and I would imagine, Carl, you know, they'll be able to handle the rest of their schedule before they play Georgia. But the idea that, you know, you can't beat Kirby, that Stark's got to find a way to beat Kirby, and the pressure on Arch, you know, we said, like, I think he can handle it. But that's going to be interesting to see. The odds, by the way, everybody feels it's the usual suspects. Texas, plus 275. So basically, you're betting 275. Georgia, just better than 3-1 at 320. Alabama at plus 400, so 4-1. LSU at 7-1. And then it goes all the way down to Auburn at 22-1. A&M 14-1 to get to the SEC championship and win it.
Interesting. Yeah, man. It kicks off Thursday night. We got college football, to be honest with you. But then from that point on, it's all weekend, every weekend. And cannot wait to see what the Dogs do to get their season started. All right, coming up, we do have the best situation in the NFL, hands down. Which means he shouldn't go anywhere the rest of the season. We'll explain coming up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
If you're just joining us, Caleb McGarry is going to the IR. That's how that is going to be handled by the Falcons because today is the cut day. Cut down day in the NFL. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 A Game. We'll break down all the Falcon stuff coming up at 5 o'clock. And we'll also go around the league to tell you who is making teams. For example, Kevin Stefanski for the Browns just said Dylan Gabriel is the backup quarterback, which means Shedeur Sanders is the third quarterback. That's interesting. But he just literally said that a moment ago. So coaches are holding press conferences, talking about their rosters. So that is where that situation is. Now, again, Shedeur makes the team in Cleveland, but he says Gabriel is the backup. So, Mike, this is the kind of stuff that you say, okay, hey, who made the team? Now what does it look like? There you go for the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, because Pickett gets traded to the Raiders with Aiden What's-His-Face getting down with an injury.
O'Connell.
So, yeah, him too. So they had to go bring him in there to back up Geno Smith. Meanwhile, the biggest story from the NFL today is obviously Desmond Ridder getting released by the Bengals.
Oh, that's terrible.
Well, I mean, don't want to wish that for anybody, but I had a guy, I couldn't tell if this guy's being a Weisenheimer, but he posted this on social media. Bring him home.
Okay, stop it. It's not happening.
I think this is the guy that I argued with like last year. This is like the guy who's like the president of the Desmond Ridder fan club here in Atlanta. Membership one. But anyway, that's not happening. We're good at, actually very good at the quarterback position.
Yes, we are, which gets us to this conversation. And Mike's got some guy talk coming up. Stay tuned for that. Very interesting story that we have to discuss. But do we have the best backup situation in the league? And if we do, then why would you want Cousins at this point? Now that we've gone through all of this, right? This has been an up and down roller coaster of emotions. Want him out of here. Can't be here. Can't get along with guys. He'll be a distraction. All the things we've talked about. But now that we're here and we're about to start the season in 9 days, he needs to be here for the entire season. I don't want to part ways, Mike, at this point, knowing how fragile this thing is in the NFL. And we've said this. We wish Michael Penix, man, I want him to ball out. I want him to play in every single game. I want him to take us to the playoffs. But if he's not able to, this backup quarterback situation now just kind of sets us up. And by the way, our buddy Cody Benjamin, who writes for CBS, who was talking about this and got a lot of response in return about, hey, saying we got the Falcons by far have the best backup quarterback situation in the league. Why would we want to screw that up and maybe trade him away just because we're in our feels?
Right, because I know that we thought maybe Easton Stick would be kept on the roster because of the opportunity to trade Kirk Cousins because of another starting quarterback on a team viable enough for him to say yes to a trade. And now there's a story from the Saints wire saying they were kicking the tires on Easton Stick.
Wow. Okay.
So that's the thing. He's got start, like, albeit a couple of games, but he's got 4 or 5 games under his belt under center for the Chargers. And he looked pretty good in preseason, despite how bad that offensive line was around him. So we released Easton Stick, I presume, under the assumption, Carl, he's going to clear waivers and they'll put him back on practice squad. Otherwise, you've got to go searching through that rogues gallery of backups.
Yeah. That's interesting with the Saints because, again, they named Spencer Rattler. Yes, Spencer Strider started last night as their starter, and we were talking about that. More on this division. We know that Baker Mayfield's going to start for Tampa. Now we know what Tampa's the Saints situation is, and of course we know what Carolina's situation is.
Are you worried? I mean, does it bother you that because Easton Stick did at least have a couple months here with us? That if Kirk Cousins does get traded, they'll have somebody to back him
up. It does. No, it does.
I just, of all the things we were going to do, I assumed Easton Stick would be here as an insurance policy for a Kirk Cousins trade.
Okay. Hold on, Mike. Our buddy Mark Raimondi has tweeted out that Caleb McGarry is out for the season.
There you go. I mean, we had talked about this off the air, and the Falcons get mad when we throw stuff out there, but this is something we were led to believe was going to happen, and now Mark Raimondi and ESPN.com confirming it.
All right. Now we know. And we said we wouldn't speculate because, again, you know the word they use, extended amount of time. I kept saying, what does that mean? How much time are we talking about? Caleb McGarry now out for the season. Okay. Now I'm worried.
5 weeks into the season, you have the bye week. Elijah Wilkinson, we picked up a guy who did start. He's played in 4 games, started in 3. We did get a guy who's got at least, a year of being on an NFL roster, albeit from a 6th-rounder from a small school in Michael Gerald. We traded a conditional 7th-rounder for a guy that was drafted in the 6th round. So that's depth for Elijah Wilkinson. You're betting that Elijah Wilkinson, a guard switching to tackle with injury issues, could play the position.
Yeah.
And then maybe there's another trade in the offing from somebody on a roster somewhere. Just a thought.
I'm worried now.
You in danger, girl.
Because Storm Norton doesn't get back here till the middle part of the season. That's 6 to 8 weeks. And just because it's 6 to 8 weeks off an ankle injury, you know, high ankle injury.
Doesn't mean he's ready to play.
Right.
You can do anything for a few weeks. Now you're talking about the entire season. And let me rephrase this, because we talked a little bit about this, and I tried to stay, like, calm. But that's the side of the ball or the side of the line that you ran the football the most on. So when it's 3rd and 2, Mike, and we're giving the ball to Bijan or Tyler Algier, you were going to that side. You were going to the right side and running behind your best run-blocking tackle, which was Caleb McGarry. 53% to 47% on the other side. Again, it's minuscule, but the fact is you trust that more. It's like the teams have a side of the line that they like to run to much more than mm-hmm. than another.
Right.
So that part of it, how will that be affected? And then the other side of it is, I'm not saying Elijah can't do the job, because I said, I still feel like he's their best option. To bring somebody in and say, hey, pick up this system and we need you to be ready to go in 8 or 9 days is just unlikely. But he's going to start the season and then he'll have to grow and continue to get better. But I am worried, because now you're talking about going into the season, now for the full season, with an offensive line that is not going to be as good as we thought it was going to be.
Right. Elijah Wilkins is just not as good as Caleb McGarry. Storm Norton is better than Elijah Wilkins, and Storm Norton is a more than serviceable backup, but we lost him for 6 to 8 weeks. So the two best tackle, the guys who can play tackle the best, not named Jake Matthews, are not available, one for the season and one for 6 to 8 weeks. So that's, we go to plan C and D, and I don't know if there's if Terry Fontenot is still working the phones, if they feel Elijah Wilkinson can do this job.
All right, Big O, what do you have to add here?
So, very interesting, gentlemen. On the reserve injured designated to return in the reserve injured list, there's one name I am not seeing.
Storm?
Troy Anderson.
Oh.
Well, we were that's why I was confused by Coach putting it out there a week ago that he thought Storm might be on the roster. That one made no sense. We haven't seen Storm Norton in shoulder pads all year.
You mean Troy Anderson?
Troy Anderson. I mean, Storm Norton we also didn't see him after practice. But we haven't seen Troy Anderson out there at all.
Yeah.
Other than in shorts and a t-shirt.
So no wave list, no cut list, no injured list. He is not listed on any name, on any of these lists I see right now. So I guess he's on the active roster now? Does that mean that?
That means they presume that whatever he's been dealing with, he will recover from.
I'm shocked. I'm not even lying to you.
Look, I'm happy for Troy Anderson. He'll have a chance to contribute on this football team as a second rounder who's been unfortunate because of injury, is a waste of a pick. But it's, you know, kind of surprising. I mean, their medical staff feels he's going to come back and return. Okay.
Look, again, though, this is about how can you help me now. This isn't about how can you help me 2 years from now. I'm shocked. I mean, Troy Anderson has done nothing, in my opinion, to help himself to make right. this team. And Mike, maybe they feel like the talent is just too good to give up on. And he's going to be okay eventually, but how long are we talking about? Here's what's interesting, too. And Big O and Day-Day, check this out. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Make sure that I'm looking at this correctly. Falcons keep 7 wide receivers. London, Mooney, Ray-Ray McLeod, Kadero Hodge, Casey Washington, David Seals, Jamal Agnew. Those are the 7 guys that'll be, you know, at wide receiver and your reserves, et cetera. And, again, some of those guys are playing special teams. But no word on Darnell Mooney, guys, as I'm looking at this, which means he should be available. He should be available week one. There is no designation for him to be on the injured list or any of this stuff. So I think that's important to point out, as much as we're talking about Caleb McGarry. And if you're just joining us, this news just dropping as the Falcons releasing, and we're finally getting the full release of the players who are making this 53-man roster. Caleb McGarry's out for the season. Mike's been talking about Darnell Mooney. No designation here. So, Mike, he should be available week one.
All right. That's good to hear. We didn't get to see him, unfortunately, work as much with Michael Penix Jr. as we would have liked to, but hopefully they'll get that thing ramped up. And if Troy Anderson, they feel that Troy Anderson can contribute. He's on the pup list right now, though, right, Oren? Troy Anderson on the pup list? Yeah, so that means he's going to – he'll be off at least the first 4 weeks of the season.
All right. What do you guys think?
If that continues.
I'm a little worried now. Mike's been there. I haven't. Now I am. Because now you're talking about a full season without one of the best right tackles, especially run-blocking right tackles in football. And, guys, we ran the football really well the last few years behind this dude. 404-726-0929. You can hit us up, text us, call us. Day-Day, we'll take a few calls as well. I know Mike's got guy talk coming up here, but we'll take some into the 5 o'clock hour as well. This news just coming down. So we were all just wondering, all right, 4, 5, 6 weeks, what's it going to be? 3 weeks, season. That's not great news.
Yeah, we had heard, but I gotta be honest. I'm trying to be a jerk. I kind of figured he was done for the season the way it was being handled. And there's no reason, as we said earlier, to kind of throw it out there on a billboard just how bad this is when you're still trying to perhaps execute a trade. They could still maybe try to get a trade going now, but teams have set their rosters for a reason.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and by the way, released Jordan Fuller, Ronnie Harrison, C.J. Henderson. This is the list of guys. Khalid Kareem, edge rusher. Brandon Parker, offensive tackle, no longer here. Easton Stick. And again, some of these guys we talked about, who they want back on the practice squad, we'll see. Kentavious Street, Mike, released.
Big part of the rotation in the interior defensive line.
So. Keith Taylor, cornerback. The guy that we questioned and we said, is he going to make this team? Clark Phillips did. Clark Phillips is here.
Yep.
So for a guy that's been out of action for a while here, they really like him. We knew that.
J.D. Bertrand made the team from Notre Dame, former fifth rounder.
And that was a question too, wasn't it? We were talking about him. So this is where we're at, Falcon Nation. And then this is what we're talking about with you guys. Look, I still feel really good about our team. But now we're going to find out how good our offensive coordinator is. Because he's got to make some adjustments as to how he wants to approach this. You just don't take a guy out like this and go, all right, we're just going to do the same things. You'll do some of the same things. But, Mike, there are some things I don't think Elijah Wilkinson can do as well as Caleb McGarry.
Right. So you look at it and you say, how do you prevent Michael Penix from becoming a greasy spot? You move him around. No, you're not going to put him on roller skates, as a caller said to us earlier last week. But you do need a chip. You'll have to use your tight ends, use your running backs. An extra body will be back there if Elijah Wilkinson struggles against some of the elite edge rushers we're going to see with this schedule.
All right, guys, more on this coming up. Stay tuned in less than 20 minutes. We'll continue to dive in. Rosters getting set, including our Falcons. Caleb McGarry out for the season. It's official now. Mike, what do we have coming up in Guy Talk?
So do you think that Travis Kelce and his girlfriend are registered somewhere? Hey, man, we'll get into that. That's a story which has people going, I don't want to hear about it. And nothing's going, what's the big deal? Also coming up, you're not going to believe who's considered one of the best flag football players in the nation. And he doesn't play in the NFL. I'll explain in Guy Talk next.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Literally combing through all of this information to get it to you guys here on the show, because today's cut down day and we are trying to figure out a few things when it comes to our roster. So one of the things that we're looking at, and we're chasing down a couple of guests too for the 5 o'clock hour, so stay tuned. Our buddy Josh Kendall from The Athletic says that NFL teams can place two players on IR with a designation to return on cut down day. What this means is that player could return to the active roster after just 4 games, 4 weeks.
To Quan Graham and Storm Norton.
Those are the two guys that have been placed in those two spots, not Troy Andersen. Troy Andersen, the reason why we bring this up is because, again, didn't practice, ends up making the team, but they're starting him on the PUP list, which means he can return after the first 4 games of the season. So the NFL and these designations, guys, and it may be a lot of information, but just understand, this allows teams to put guys aside, put them on this list, but also have them available down the road. And these are guys you don't have to necessarily move on from, regardless of their injury status. It's just how you designate them. So with that said, that kind of answers the question about Troy Andersen with what's the deal with him being on the PUP list and not the IR. Well, you can use that for two guys, and those two guys were Storm Norton and Taquan Graham.
Right. We talked about guys that got cut. Kentavious Streetcar brought up last hour. We mentioned C.J. Henderson, who got late in the game. Here, Jordan Fuller, also veteran safety, gets cut. So it looks like we're going to see, I guess, Xavier Waters get his shot, right?
Xavier Watts,
I should say, at safety from Notre Dame.
Yeah, and look, you drafted him with the expectation that you were drafting your next big safety to go alongside Jesse Bates. And to be honest, the heir apparent. Like, this is a guy who should grow into the job, Mike, and you know, for Jesse, who's a vet now, we hope to have many more years with him. But this is a guy that's going to eventually take over. And everybody we talked to up there said he plays like Jesse. So he has a Jesse mentality. Let's hope so. As we look at the roster, and again, we're just kind of dissecting all of this. The Mooney thing, even though he may be available for week one, doesn't mean he will play week one. Because the Falcons kept 7 wide receivers. You're going to say, right, well, is that normal?
No.
It's not.
No. And Kadarrell Hodge has also been dealing with an injury, too.
Yes. And he's just so big on special teams.
He's a Pro Bowl special teams player. So that's very unusual for that. And I was looking at some of the names. I was surprised by the names that were kept at wide receiver as well. We talked about Nick Nash. Remember that guy that set all the records in the Mountain West? He gets cut as well at wide receiver.
Yeah. And again, came into camp, high expectations because of his hands. All right, guys.
Chris Blair got cut, too.
I'm surprised. I think he's going to be have they announced the practice squad yet? Because I think Chris Blair he did enough in this preseason and in practice.
Dude's got to clear the waivers, but yes.
I feel like they're going to hold on to him. And he's also another guy that plays special teams. But we will see with the practice squad.
Another name I was going to mention real quick. Hats off to a guy that, you know, a lot of folks felt it was going to be a slim shot to none. But Felipe Franks makes this team. Guy that was here for a couple of years, bounced around, he's with Carolina, and now he's back with us. And we saw him make that big catch against the Cowboys and a score. But a dude that keeps grinding at age 27 makes the squad.
Yeah, and I am happy for him because, look, we know he played quarterback and he's made this transition.
He's a good dude.
Yes, yeah. And a lot of people didn't think he would be able to. He's done a really good job of doing what they asked him to do. So he is on this team as well. All right, more on the Falcons coming up. Stay there. Caleb McGarry, done. That's what you have to – the main thing, if you want to take anything from what we're telling you, we had assumed a lot of people, okay, it's going to be a few weeks. Falcons not telling us everything. There was a reason why, because he is not going to play this season.
Storm Norton initially was reported being out 6 to 8 weeks. Let's hope that the treatment, it's better. Remember, guys, bye week comes early. We were kind of cursing that early bye week when it was announced, and now it's like, okay, take that early bye week because it maybe just helps us get right.
Yes.
That offensive line, if Storm Norton can get back sooner than later. All right, man, from the NFL to flag football, Carl, one of the videos and audio we've had some fun with from time to time on Dukes and Bell is one of the best flag football players in the country. The thought that maybe we'd use NFL players when flag football is part of the Olympics in Los Angeles.
Mm.
And why wouldn't you want to see a Patrick Mahomes or some of the elites out there?
At the end of the day, I feel like I'm better than Patrick Mahomes because of my IQ of the game.
Now, what's that dude's name again, Orin? It escapes me.
It still makes me
Does mad. It really matter? It doesn't really matter. But that's a guy who's played quarterback in flag football. Now we find out the number one ranked flag football quarterback. I'll give you 3 guesses. He's never played in the NFL.
Okay.
Who do you think the number one ranked flag football quarterback is right now?
It's not that guy. Let me hear that
at
audio.
At the end of the day, I feel like I'm better than Patrick Mahomes because of my IQ of the game.
Yeah, that guy's name is Daryl Doucette.
Daryl Doucette is not number one.
Okay, who is?
You got any take a stab at
He's not in the NFL.
Never played a down in the National Football
League. Played college football?
Never played college football, as best I can tell.
Wow. I have no idea. I really don't.
Rajon Rondo.
What?
Yes. Rajon Rondo is now the top-ranked flag football quarterback player in America. From a two-time NBA champion.
Really?
He is showing versatility. He is showing, and I don't know about his football IQ, if it's better than that guy, Doucette. But a hobby turns into another career. One of the top five point guards of the last 20 years, one could argue. You know, a little bit mercurial with his personality at times, but he was part of teams that won two championships. Rajon Rondo, the officially ranked number one flag football quarterback in the U.S.
That's incredible. I would have never guessed that, Mike. Honestly, the fact I didn't even know he dug flag football.
I didn't know either, but apparently he took up a new hobby about a year or two ago, and apparently he can zip it. He's got elusiveness, and apparently right now, if we're going for Olympic gold, Rajon Rondo is under center.
At the end of the day, I feel like I'm better than Patrick Mahomes because of my IQ of the game.
Fascinating.
Hey, man, yesterday we talked, we got off track, but that's why I think you enjoy our show, because sometimes we go down a certain alley or avenue you weren't expecting. Yesterday we talked about Morgan Fox being cut, and I joked around and said, why do we even sign Megan Fox in the first place? Carl said, isn't there something wrong with her hands? We did a deep dive.
Hell yeah, suck toes.
So she's got, thumbs that resemble toes. And then I asked Oren, would he suck those toes?
Yeah.
And Oren, basically his pregnant pause, inferred, yes, he'd get freaky medicky like Dr. Schultz.
My wife said I should have just said the word no.
Too late.
I should not have said, let's move on to our previous topic.
It's too late.
I should have just said the word no.
Nope, we got the gist. Moving. You're a toe sucker.
Today, I'm at Home Depot in Peachtree City, or Sharpsburg, I should say, getting some rocks, Carl. I'm going to attempt a new rock feature between the pine straw and the grass. These are the things I do these days.
Yeah.
Yes, it's amazing how my life has taken a 180. But anyway, as I was loading the rocks in the back of the F-150, again, a phrase I never thought I'd say anytime soon.
That didn't even go together, by the way, with you, but go ahead.
I hear a guy go, yo, man, you need any help? As I threw the last bag of rocks into the truck.
Sure.
They weigh about like 45 pounds.
They're heavy.
And the guy walks over, and he's joking around with me. His name is Daryl, and he's a huge listener. He goes, man, I love the show. And he daps me up, and he goes, man, who knew that Big O was into that lifestyle?
I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah, suck toes.
Look, I didn't know until he tried to put that disclaimer in there
just
yesterday.
Should have said the word no. I should have said no and kept it moving.
Well, you know what? Bottom line is now we've learned something we didn't know about you, and I think the audience is pleasantly surprised.
Yes. By the way, you know, we never
treat your women white once in a while, guys. Treat them right.
You got that right. Hey, man, we were talking about wherever you register for your wedding, by the way, where'd people go to get the goodies for you? Did you do it?
We didn't have a registry. No,
me neither.
We went in cash. Just give us cash and we were good.
CMB, Cash Money Brothers, or in this case, a couple. We got married in Jamaica. We just wanted people to show up. You know, your gift was your presence.
Yeah, yeah. When you do a destination wedding.
Right.
Yeah.
The reason I bring that up is you think that, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce be registered somewhere? I mean, what do you get the woman who literally has everything?
I don't know, Mike. This is a great question. Like, you got to believe that Kelce's closest teammates, Mahomes, you know, all the guys that balled with him there in Kansas City, some of his college teammates, some guys that he played with along the way, like, they're going to be there. There'll be a nice presence at the wedding. I have no idea what you're getting them.
Yeah, and it was kind of cool. They dropped the video today. Yes, I love the snarky comments. Well, why would you have a photographer? A lot of people have a photographer on hand when you get engaged.
A lot of people don't have this kind of money.
Yeah, I mean, literally. I mean, you've seen it. You know, folks do it all the time. So the level of hate, Carl and I were talking about this earlier in the show. The biggest pushback I'm getting, at least from our audience, is they're sick and tired of it being jammed down their throat.
Really?
Well, I mean, yeah, she's the most...
Turn off the notifications.
She's the most identical pop star. I would quit Twitter or TikTok or Instagram. My advice to you, sir...
Turn off the notifications,
man. You know, and I said it earlier, it's funny because if you see somebody make a snarky comment about Taylor Swift, you just look at a few of their posts and there's some sort of quasi-political rant and vent because she has a feeling about who should be president. We all have feelings. Some of us don't put it out there. But I mean, as I said earlier, I don't get it. Kelce's a good dude. I think him and his brother are entertaining. You know, I don't have a problem if they show the video of her in the booth. I mean, what are they going to show? It's either a picture of Andy Reid picking his nose on the sideline or what's going on up there when there's no football being played for the 10 or 20 seconds between plays, right?
Yeah. Look, and Kansas City said, you know, now you're officially a part of Chiefs Nation and all this stuff. And look, I think it's good for football. I said this back when she did the podcast and 40 million people viewed it. It's good for football. I mean, at the end of the day, there are going to be fans who love her that are going to watch more. That's fine. But, Mike, we're not in their relationship. Like, to your point earlier, I don't even care that much. I'm happy for Kelsey. I'm glad he found love. I'm happy for Taylor Swift. But these are two of the biggest stars right now in both of their career fields. And right. Like, one is legendary already and with Taylor. It's just what it is, man. They're going to get this recognition.
Right. I mean, if I see, you can change your channel. I mean, hoping to change your channel. We were just talking about it, but it's just, the NFL, by the way, lapping this up. It is. Again,
it's a big story.
Guys, this is, somebody put it out on social media today. It's like our American royal couple, you know, for lack of a better word, which I thought was pretty, I'd rather talk about her than Prince Harry, that creep and that, you know, that publicity grabbing Meghan Markle. Every time I see that, now there's something that I will turn off. I mean, if I'm even at Publix, Carl, I might even grab the magazine and rip it up just if I see it at the checkout counter.
Well, you're going to see it at Publix.
You ain't lying.
Yeah, Kroger, everywhere you shop. It's right there.
If you're just tuning in, Falcon Report coming up, guys, in less than 10 minutes. We just already told you the big news. If you're just getting in the car, this is our Guy Talk segment, if you're new, where we have fun with pop culture and the intersection of sports. But Caleb McGarry officially done for 2025. That's the news from the Falcons. More on what we do and where we go coming up. All right, man, beer prices. I've always felt that one thing Arthur Blank does, take care of the customer. That's for darn sure.
He does.
A new list coming out from Forbes about the price of beers. Most expensive beers for this next season. A little surprised by this. I thought once Daniel Snyder left Washington, the new ownership might adjust. It's not. They didn't. $14.99. This is the price for a 16-ounce beer, a 16-ounce brew.
Yeah, that's a lot, man. I mean, $14 for 16 ounces? I thought you were going to say it was a 40-ounce beer or something like that. Like, I get a 40-ounce at the game.
Right. But, I mean, that's a lot of loot right there, man. I know that we've talked about, you know, the 12-ounce count for $5 you can find in some places at Mercedes-Benz. You know, Arthur had that wall of import beers, which I thought was always kind of a cool idea.
I did, too.
Average 16-ounce beer in NFL Stadium costing $11.50 this year. Bengals have the cheapest, just under $7.
Oh, that's good.
Cleveland's at $7.15. Motown, $7.20. Falcons coming in at $8.25.
Cincinnati, you said? Cheap?
Cincinnati, the cheapest.
All right, I'm going for a game later. That's good. That's good to know.
So, again, that's the 16-ounce beer. As we said, the Falcons, if you average the 12 and the 16, we get the best prices in town.
That's great, man. I think we take it for granted, to your point, Mike, about all the bells and whistles at the stadium. Right. He has kept those prices down. And again, every year we talk about the hot dogs. Every year we do this thing, right, where we go down there and they show us the new menu items and you lay it all out and they're like, you can get all of this for $20. And it's like 8 items.
Right on, man. Hey, man, just for motorsports fans out there, Cadillac, who's done really well in international racing over the years, they got back in it in the sports car race in a couple of years, got a Formula One team. We knew that was coming. They announced two of the guys that I think a lot of folks are going to love, Checo Perez and Valtteri Bottas, who's got a really funny presence on social media, great sense of humor, former Mercedes driver, former Red Bull driver, bunch of wins between, a lot of experience. I told him on the Twitter, get the merch out. Andretti is involved with the ownership of General Motors, going to be using Ferrari engines until they get the engines up to speed.
Sometimes it may be good, sometimes it may be...
Well, hopefully that won't be the case, but Cadillac, baby, in Formula One for 2026.
I love it, man. And you know what? This gets American fans more excited, don't you think?
It is. Hey, one last story. You're going out there for Colorado and Georgia Tech. We know that our man Day-Day is going to be out there. Well, a big part of college football pageantry, Bevo for the Texas Longhorns, obviously Ugga for the Dogs, Ralphie the Buffalo. Guess what? Like so many of his own age group, Ralphie is also a quiet quitter. No Ralphie running before the game at Folsom Field for Georgia Tech taking on Colorado. Key details about Ralphie, who's this actually named Ralphie's name is Ember, reluctance to run. Apparently, the Buffalo did not enjoy the run around Folsom. How would you know?
They don't. I have
no
idea.
He's sitting there like hemming and hawing. He didn't want to come out on the field.
I just want to know whose couch he went and sat on and said this.
Apparently,
like, really?
Ralphie 7 is under training. He's not ready to run against Tech. So a major psychological weapon, a thundering Buffalo out on the football field you will not see.
It is
Friday
intimidating.
Night.
It is intimidating, Mike, to see that damn Buffalo take off. I've always said, boy, he better not get loose.
Oh, man.
He better not get loose. They're going to have some problems.
I just love watching somebody who's trying to wrangle him, take it on their keister. Just like watching the Boomer Sooner go sideways and fall down sometimes.
That's fun to watch. Hey, man, great job, Mike. We are going to talk to our buddy Mark Raimondi coming up. Falcons make their final cuts. We have some questions, and maybe we will get them completely answered for you. Darnell Mooney, I said this, not on the injury reserve, which says he's available for week one. We don't know if he'll play. The Caleb McGarry news, it's official now. Bunch of our listeners, one of them, Cadillac Bishop, says, Dukes, I figured they were acting sketchy when they were being all secretive about it. I think to Mike's point, though, they didn't want to hurt any trades that they might have been working.
Right.
You just had to be careful with it.
Why put it out there and lose leverage?
No, but I wanted to make sure that we had heard official word before we went all in, and now we can. All right, stay there. Mark Ramondi from ESPN joins us next to talk about the Falcons roster. It's cut down day on Dukes and Bill.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.